You're listening to The Real Girl Podcast. Find us on styledtosparkle.com and on iTunes. Subscribe today and have the latest episodes delivered to your favorite listening device. You're listening to episode 4 of The Real Girl Podcast. On this episode of The Real Girl Podcast, I'm talking about the Calgary Stampede, an event that's been dubbed the greatest outdoor show on earth. If you haven't heard of the Calgary Stampede, it's a 10-day festival event in Calgary, Canada that includes everything from a midway of rides and carnival games, free concerts, beer gardens, and of course the rodeo and chuckwagon races. Around the city, you'll see windows painted in cowboy and western themes and buildings adorned with barnwood and hay bales. You'll see a sea of cowboy hats and people wearing boots and belt buckles. The Calgary Stampede, or Stampede as it's affectionately known to locals, is 10 or so days of all-out fun. Now, I've lived in Calgary for almost 20 years and have attended the event a few times before I became a local. Stampede is one of my favorite times of year. I have to say that during Stampede, not a lot of work gets done because this is when Calgarians really get to play. Yes, the city is much busier with tourists who come from all around the world, but it's so much fun because Stampede is literally for everyone. In this episode, I'm going to cover everything you need for attending the Calgary Stampede, from what to wear, how to get around, what to eat, and all of the must-attend events to make the most of your Stampede week. Let's get started. So number one, what to wear. The Calgary Stampede is a 10-day period where you can dress like a cowboy without looking like a poser. If you're not a farmer or a real cowboy, this is your chance to dress the part without really getting sideways glances. Dressing in Western wear isn't considered cultural appropriation during Stampede. In fact, it's encouraged. We want you to get into the spirit of the event. Businesses even allow employees to wear denim, boots, and hats to work for the whole week. It's pretty much tradition at this point. So the easiest way to dress the part is to wear jeans and a button-down shirt, usually plaid, boots, and a hat. But there are a ton of ways that you can dress for Stampede that are stylish and won't make you look like a pretend rodeo participant. So for more inspiration and ideas and a complete guide to everything you need for how to dress for the Calgary Stampede, check out my blog article on styledtosparkle.com where I share every detail on what to wear for both men and women. Number two, what to eat. There are so many yummy things to eat during Stampede week. It's one of my favorite things about Stampede. Now, Stampede breakfasts are a tradition here in Calgary, and they are almost always free of charge. Shopping centers and local businesses host them all around town. And at these breakfasts, you can usually expect pancakes and sausages, and sometimes even scrambled eggs and bacon. There are also what's known as caravan breakfasts throughout downtown that serve pancakes with strips of bacon inside. This is one of the longest running of Stampede traditions. For lunch and dinner, traditional fare is usually beef on a bun served with beans, a half cob of corn, and some kind of coleslaw or other salad. It's definitely not fancy, but it's really good. There's also a lot of great food that you can find in the midway of the Stampede grounds. And every year, the midway boasts a whole new menu of flavors. So if you're heading down to the grounds, I suggest doing so on an empty stomach. You'll find everything from traditional corn dogs, funnel cakes, and mini donuts to deep fried Oreos, jelly beans, and everything in between. This is also where you'll find some of Calgary's favorite food trucks, all of which are definitely worth trying. Number three. Stampede events on the grounds. The Calgary Stampede is so much more than the Midway. There are events all around town that are definitely worth attending. So first of all, there's Sneak a Peek. Now this takes place on the grounds on the Thursday night before the Stampede officially opens. It's often a time when the grounds are a little bit quieter. However, sometimes not all of the exhibits are open yet, but it is a great opportunity to scout out the beer gardens and other spots you'd like to hit throughout the week. The Stampede Parade. Now this parade draws crowds from all around the world. It's even televised nationally in Canada. The parade takes place on the first Friday morning of the Stampede and the route goes right through downtown Calgary. For times and other info, a quick Google search will bring up everything you need. Visiting the grounds is a must-do for every Stampede goer. Now this is where the majority of the events take place. There's a traditional traveling midway with rides, carnival games, and all sorts of tasty treats. And if you have little ones, there's also an area with rides designed specifically for parents and their tots. There are also many things to do on the grounds outside of the midway. There are several live shows that go on throughout the day that run all week, such as motocross, super dogs, and so much more. One year there was even a figure skating show that featured the likes of Elvis Stoigo, Patrick Chan, and Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir. The BMO Center and the Big Four building feature exhibits and art shows, henna artists, and so much more. You can also tour the livestock barns where you'll see horses, cows, donkeys, pigs, sheep, and far more exotic animals. You can also check out some great live concerts at the grounds at two different venues. The Coke Stage is an all-ages stage that features children's shows throughout the morning and afternoon, and then welcomes high-profile artists in the evening. I've seen some really great concerts there with just the price of gate admission. The other great venue on the grounds is Nashville North, a large tent set up as a country music bar where you'll hear emerging artists in the afternoons and well-known acts in the evenings. Note that minors aren't allowed in the Nashville North tent. The Calgary Stampede also draws a number of high-profile musical acts that perform at the Saddle Dome, the city's main stadium. I would check Ticketmaster and Live Nation for details on upcoming shows. My favorite events are by far the rodeo and the chuckwagon races. The rodeo takes place every afternoon, and the chuckwagon races, or Rangeland Derby as it's formerly known, take place every evening. The reason for the Stampede Rodeo and Rangeland Derby are so popular is because they've been around for over 100 years and boast some of the largest pots to win on the entire circuit. The chuckwagon races are also followed by the grandstand show each night, which your chuckwagon ticket will include. The show changes every year and is full of fantastic performances, acrobatics, and music. It's also followed by a nightly fireworks display. These fireworks are fantastic and well worth seeing. They're one of my favorite parts of Stampede. I think they might be the only fireworks show that I've seen that can rival those at Disney. So a big tip here, if you're attending an event that is on the grounds, your rodeo, chuck wagon, or concert ticket will get you into the grounds free of charge. So your grounds admission is covered with that event ticket. Number four, music festivals and saloons. There are a number of other musical festivals around town as well as country bars that you might want to check out aside from those I've already mentioned. The Cowboys Tent, run by the Cowboys Casino and Nightclub, is right next to the Stampede grounds, making it really convenient for heading to the grounds either before or after an event you're taking in at Cowboys. And each Stampede, Cowboys hosts what they call the Cowboys Music Festival, with concerts every afternoon and evening. The music varies in style from classic rock to country, EDM, or hip-hop. And their motto is the most fun you can have with your boots on, and it really can be a great time. On the Wednesday of Stampede Week, there's a great event called Roundup that features a marquee of 2 to 3 great acts in a giant beer garden setting. Your ticket includes beef on a bun dinner and usually a drink ticket or two. And on the final Friday of Stampede, you can check out Stomp, another great event similar to Roundup, also with a 2 to 3 major artist lineup. And if you're looking for some additional places to check out, there's always Ranchman's, the iconic country bar that was featured in the movie Cool Runnings. Ranchman's features live music all year long, but it's always best during Stampede, and their patio is definitely a spot worth stopping. Last but not least is the Wild Horse Saloon, and it's a newer spot on the Stampede scene. Number five, getting around town. Now, Calgary is a large city, geographically speaking, so if you aren't staying really close to the action, it's important to plan out your transportation. So first of all, Calgary Transit runs 24 hours a day during the 10 days of Stampede, and they have routes all over the city. It also has 2 LRT train stops at the Stampede grounds, depending on which entrance you prefer. Parking near the grounds is available, but can be costly and a bit of a hike from the entrance gates. So if you're driving, definitely consider your day's activities to ensure that you aren't driving impaired. We want to make sure that you come back and enjoy Stampede for years to come. Calgary has an abundance of taxis during Stampede, and if you can't find a cab, there's also Uber, which has been growing in popularity here. So I hope that you found this episode helpful for planning your trip to the Calgary Stampede. I hope that you visit my city and take in all that this event has to offer. It really is so much fun. There's even more going on around town during these 10 days in July than I've mentioned, but this should be a good jumping off point for you. Thanks and happy traveling. Thank you for listening to the Real Girl Podcast. Find us on styledtosparkle.com and iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe today to have the latest episodes delivered to your favorite listening device.